If you stop to think about something that links cultures around the world, it could be plastic. We all use it in everything, but that's a huge problem for our oceans, especially the waters off Indonesia. Plastic is choking rivers, beaches, fish, and marine life. The world's Patrick Wynn recently visited the island of Java, where he found seas of plastic debris.
These are parts of Indonesia that have been coveted for their beauty for centuries, right? But, you know, one fishing village I went to, the beach is just covered in plastic junk. You know, forks from 7-Eleven, Pepsi bottles, little shampoo packets, and just picture kids running up and down the beach and you just hear the crunch, crunch, crunch of plastic under their feet.
Your report states that this part of Asia is responsible for half of all the plastic getting dumped into the sea. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, one of the reasons is no one's coming to pick up people's trash. For, say, Indonesia, for example, half of the population, no government service comes up and picks up your trash. So, you know, if you drink a Coca-Cola, that plastic bottle just kind of piles up at your feet or in your front yard. And so people tend to use their local river as a trash chute. You know, you throw your garbage bag onto the river and it acts like a conveyor belt and carries it out to sea where they don't see it anymore. And this is the reason why our oceans now have 5.2 trillion, with a T, bits of plastic floating around in them. And I did a little number crunching. That is 52 times the number of stars in the Milky Way. It's a radical alteration of our planet.
That's incredible. And, I mean, you're saying that if Java or some of these communities just had regular trash pickup, this would not be happening?
I think that's correct. Yeah, you know, there's no one more wasteful than Americans. You know, we throw out 45,000 plastic bottles per minute, but America is not a huge contributor of plastic junk into the ocean because it usually ends up in a landfill. These countries don't have those services, and so if someone's not coming around and picking it up, it's going to end up in the sea.
And it's not like we can just say, well, that's a problem in Indonesia. At least here it's clean. I mean, you can connect the dots for us and tell us how the pollution in Java could impact someone in, say, right here in Boston, right?
Yeah, I really want to emphasize this is not some pitiful problem in a faraway country. If someone throws a dirty plastic fork in the water in the Philippines or China or Indonesia, ocean currents can carry that plastic junk around the entire globe in 25 years. And that includes, yes, coming to American waters. And as it's doing that, you know, it's not just an ugly eyesore for fish and octopus. It's seeping chemicals into the water, which get into fish and ultimately we can end up eating. And the most worrisome chemical that plastics leach out is the synthetic estrogen. You know, estrogen, like the hormone associated with femininity. You know, this stuff affects animals, it affects fish, and when we consume it, it can affect us as well.
Yeah, how would it affect us, the human body?
Well, this synthetic estrogen, one that a lot of people have heard about and already are worrying about, is called BPA. 90% of Americans have this in their blood already. The plastics industry says that this won't hurt you, and the FDA is mostly on their side, although they have banned some of these chemicals in kids' sippy cups. But we have to hope that small amounts do not hurt us, as the plastic corporations insinuate, because it has very dramatic effects on animals, including making them infertile. So not to scare everyone, but one oceanographer I talked to, he's connecting the dots and showing that human sperm counts are dropping around the world. That's just a fact. He is convinced that these synthetic estrogens are affecting human sperm counts and slowly making humans infertile. In fact, he said this is something that will make global warming look like child's play. I hope he's wrong.
This is not a terribly uplifting story, Patrick. Did you find some hope as you reported during your time there in Indonesia?
Boy, I'm struggling with that one. I know that a lot of Indonesians and people throughout Asia, they're not happy with the status quo, okay? So this is something that really bothers them. There are local governments that are making initiatives to clean up the rivers and clean up all of the canals that are spewing plastic into the sea because people are sick of it. You know, they may not be worried about synthetic estrogen, right? But they are worried about the fact that all this plastic junk clogs up the river and the canal and causes flooding, and it's just stinky and gross. So there are some local initiatives, and people do care about this, but they feel rather powerless to fix it.
The world's Patrick Wynn. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.
You can see exactly what Patrick is talking about, mountains of plastic and rivers of trash headed for the ocean. Watch Patrick's video at PRI.org.